On a July day or night, when the light's sharp, but the mosquitoes have taken a short coffee break, and there's a chorus of songbirds hanging out in the willows, that's probably a good time to take a stroll down into the woodyard in the old town. Maybe check out the plaque on the rock as you come in on the dirt road off Bretzlaff Drive. Then try to ignore the slumping sign that says, "Einar Broten's Woodyard. Enter at your own risk." Though, I don't know about you, but I've always liked a little bit of danger. Anyway, you could stop for a moment at the bright yellow school bus on your left. It's 40 years old and could tell you a few stories. It's traveled thousands of miles. But what's that matter now? It's here. So are you.
It always takes twice. Sometimes it takes three times.
I'm here with Peter Cullen.
Welcome to my school bus, my little old school bus down here in the old town of Yellowknife. Nice, eh?
It's purse.
When you come in the door of this little school bus, the first thing you see, of course, is the driver's seat. And right here, the little cassette player.
Oh,
beautiful,
nice.
Little cassette player, and my cassette's beside it. And there's speakers up here, and then speakers at the back, too. So it's stereo sound, which is gorgeous. Little kitchen with a sink right here.
Thanks, Peter. Yeah, so we're going to be recording some music in here. We're rolling. We're here in the school bus studios.
Yeah.
I'm here with my neighbor, Ryan McCord.
Hello.
Great Bear. I'm here with Andrea Becker. Hey, Andrea. With...
Hey, Jana. How are you?
Avery.
I'm Avery.
And Liam.
That's me.
You promised that you would sing us a song.
Come on down to the yard and we'll sing you...
Wait.
I'm obviously not prepared.
Welcome to the Ragged Old Town, an Old Town Ramble and Ride Festival podcast. Dig a little deeper into the old town where Yellowknife started. Hear some stories, hear some songs, check out some of the artists that spend time around here. My name's Jana Graham, and this is a small exploration of our little corner of the world. I hope it inspires you to go exploring through the dirt paths and trails and streets and waters of the old town.
How would you say that music sounds here in the school bus?
I think it's going to sound like $1 million.
I think so, too.
Down the hill to the ragged old town, wood smoke wheels and familiar sounds. Down the hill to the ragged old town.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan McCord.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Mercury.
Jen Walden.
Hey, everyone. It's Kat McGurk.
Hi, this is Rylan Johnson.
And welcome to the 14th annual Old Town virtual ramble and ride.
You're listening to
Ragged Old Town.
Ragged Old Town, the podcast.
Hold on to her, Newt. She's headed for the barn. You're listening to Ragged Old Town.
Down the hill to the ragged old town tonight.
Today we're celebrating rusted junk. Some call it garbage, some call it history. If you look around the old town, you'll see rusted machinery peeking out of the bushes and obsolete drills sticking out of rocks. I see all these rusted bits as art objects and relics of another time, and I like wondering about how they got here and who used them. Maybe we'll start out with, if you don't mind, introducing yourself.
I'm Walt Humphreys, and among other things, I'm a prospector.
Walt Humphreys and I are cruising around looking for cool junk. On the main drag, by the bus stop in front of the Old Town log cabins, there's a little metal car with four wheels on a piece of railroad track.
It's an old mine car, and that's what they put the ore in when they're mining underground.
Something like the Seven Dwarfs could have rode into the mines.
It's quite a small car, so that's going to go back to the early days of mining in Yellowknife.
It's good and rusted.
Sometimes in people's front yards, you see the strangest things.
Let us...
Okay, so it's July the 5th. Sunny day. There's a lot of pollen in the air. And I'm on Lundquist Drive.
Lundquist Road.
I'm on Lundquist Road. And if you wander down here, you're going to see some very cool art. And I'm going to let the the artist that's responsible for that introduce himself.
My name's Dave Kellett. I've lived in Yellowknife for about 35 years, I guess. And I kind of make art out of things that I find, predominantly at the salvage area at the Yellowknife dump.
It's sort of an outdoor gallery, really, an outdoor sculpture gallery.
So I guess one of the most obvious things is the bottle tree.
Oh, wow. This one's beautiful. There's blue glass, green glass, really neat light blue one, and it's really reflects the light this morning.
I was inspired to do that by bottle trees in the southern U.S. because apparently it was a tradition brought over by the slaves. Basically, the bottles collect bad spirits. It traps them and they can't get out. And so you have a bottle tree in your yard to capture all the bad spirits.
Okay, so it is July the 2nd and here we are in the Bluebird Studios. I'm here with my neighbor and good friend, Ryan McCord.
Hello.
You promised that you would sing us a song.
This is called The Ghost of the O&Q.
I don't know if there's anything left at the government dock.
No.
cleanup.
It's all cleaned up.
And this is destroying history, but that doesn't seem to bother them.
No.
A few years ago, down on the government dock, there was abandoned Honda Civics alongside old Ford pickups and boats and camper trailers and engines from who knows what. The city of Yellowknife made a plan to clean things up.
David Smith, the owner of East Arm Freighting, how's that?
The crowning jewel of the rusted machinery parked on government dock was the crane.
Well, there's nothing particularly special about the crane. It was used to load the barge, and we did that until it really wasn't safe enough to do it.
It was a crane from the 1950s.
We purchased it from Bernie Capoco in about 1983 or 84. And it was probably brought up by Con Mine, and Bernie, I think, bought it from Con Mine, and we bought it from Bernie to use on the barge for loading the barge and or salvage jobs on the lake.
Yeah, I'm Chris Holloway. Well, it's kind of neat, actually. It's a neat old machine. It's quite the performance to get it going. It's got a little gas engine that starts the main diesel engine, and so it's, you know, you have an electric starter motor on the gas engine, and you get that going, and then you warm it up, and then it warms up the coolant in the main engine if it's cold outside, and then you can then start the main engine with the gas engine. So it's quite the procedure. And then just, you have to exercise it. If it hasn't been running a while, the drums are rusty and things, and it's sticky and it doesn't work properly. So you just have to put a load on it and work it a bit and get the rust off, and then it works quite well.
There's something friendly about this crane, like it came from a children's television show. The cab was a watchful guard standing on the dock with a long boom neck that towered above the old shop. An ancient jib and cables were a flowing main. It had a hook ready to scoop up friends that had fallen into the lake. But the dock was being revitalized.
It meant the crane had to go, yes.
Dave doesn't use the crane all that often, so he shares it with the local community.
Well, the Ravens have moved into the crane and have for many generations. We try not to move the crane during the early nesting season.
Baby ravens.
They've been there for 20 years now.
So can you just tell me about the day that you moved it and what the process was there?
Well, Chris and I started the crane, mostly Chris, and we drove it down to the barge.
Over to Jolliffe Island. What was the process there?
Well, we had to get it going. There's ramps for the barge that are strong enough to take the crane. And just you have to walk it back and up onto the barge and up you go. And like everything else on the crane, as I was saying, things being sticky and not always working well when it's been sitting a while. I think I got about halfway up the ramp there and it slipped out of gear and rolled back, which is interesting. It rolled straight back, which was so it was fine, but it's still, you got 25 tons of crane go thumping back down the ramp onto the dock.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, possibly. However, we got it back up on there and then picked up the ramps and brought it over and walked it off onto the island here.
I wasn't there the day Dave and Chris moved the crane to Jolliffe Island, but I imagine a conspiracy of ravens circling their metal nesting ground, following the slow tug over to their new home on the island.
And were you worried that the ravens wouldn't find it?
No. The ravens can find an empty bag of garbage very quickly.
So no problem. The next spring, they found it.
And then the ravens have been there ever since, yes.
Do you feel sentimental about some of the old gear and junk and stuff like that around here?
Well, no more than retaining some history of what has gone on in Yellowknife since it was originally a mining town and now it's government.
If you stand on the government dock today and you look across the channel onto Jolliffe Island, look behind the trees and houseboats. Can you see the crane?
Thanks for doing your part, Dave, to keep the ravens alive and the junk and history visible.
Yes, well, whatever.
This is Jen Walden. You're listening to Ragged Old Town, the podcast. Super cool. Hope you're enjoying your ramble and ride weekend, even though we can't be together. Yeah, I wish I could be down there hanging out on the government docks, like my favorite spot to go just take in the water, the waves, the houseboats, and meet good people. So next year, we'll see you all there.
Well, here we are, the 14th annual Ramblin' Ride, and lucky enough this evening to have an Old Town musician in this little studio, Great Bear, a.k.a. Julian Morse, here with his guitar. Let's just talk a little bit about what Old Town means to you.
It's where I grew up, so for me, I've been living in Old Town on and off since I was 6 years old.
If you had to pick one place that... I don't know, is your favorite or a place that you kind of revisit, what would it be?
I would say getting down into the docks in the woodyard. I keep my little boat down there and just represents summer for me.
What song are you going to play us tonight? What songs?
This first one, appropriately enough, is called Gold Town, which is both a pun on Old Town and the fact that Yellowknife's a mining town. And so, yeah, it's a little song I wrote, and it actually is about sailing too, so it just captures everything that I've just talked about.
This little town, it's a part of my soul. It's a government town now, where no one grows old. But they used to say that the gold here was paved with streets. I cannot go. The weight of your memory, it hangs on my bones. Yeah, after a while, friends leaving here, it gets pretty old. Then I get out on the lake again, riding the waves once again.
Hi, I'm Amanda Mallon. I've lived in the Old Town for, well, since the last century. Yes, I'd like to just welcome Yellowknifers to participate in this year's Ramble and Ride. My art is my garden. I have all kinds of things here from the dump over the years, and birdhouses that have been built by the miners of old. So lots of stories. Make sure you drop by later on in the summer and have a look at the garden. Come on down.
I'm here with Andrea Becker. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Jana. How are you?
So what do you have this evening for us?
I thought I'd start with this is called Reel of Eight and Reel of Four. Thank you.
wander around on a beautiful junk treasure hunt. Ragged-ass road drills, giant metal balls fused together, salvaged from Wilson's Island, strange engines and anchors on display on raggedy-ass road, old license plates and ancient boulders, gardens and ash buckets and rows of bicycles pulled from the dump or the lake and tuned up into a new ride. I won't tell you what way to walk, just wander aimlessly and slowly.
How would you say that, living in Old Town has kind of influenced your work as an artist?
Well, I think there's an attitude in Old Town that sort of promotes creative expression in however you want to do it, you know? I think there are some neighborhoods in places where you wouldn't be allowed to have rusty crap sitting around your yard. That would be an eyesore, and they'd be calling the bylaw people on you to clean up that eyesore. But here you're kind of free to, you know, have an old vehicle sitting on your lot with flower pots hanging off it and fill the back with dirt and grow a garden. Just because it's weird. I like weird. I like the unexpected.
Keep Old Town weird.
Keep Old Town weird, exactly.
You're like, what's going on?
Here. Just chill for a second. I know.
All right. So we're pulling out the canine caravan.
What is the canine caravan?
So the canine caravan is this built from two kids' bicycles that we salvaged, took the pedals out, welded them together, put four brakes on them.
So this is how you run your sled dogs in the summer.
Yeah. I'm just attaching them, their harnesses, to the line.
Can you introduce yourself and introduce your pals here?
Okay, so my name's Miranda Curry, and I live in the woodyard with my two sled dogs, Ellesmere and Nianan.
What inspired you to want to build this this summer dog cart?
They just need to run. If they don't run, like, it's just not fair to them, right? And so I was like, how can I make something where I can run them well? And so I sort of came up with this idea. And so I said to my neighbor, because I'm not a good welder, I said, hey, if I can find the materials, the bikes, will you weld them together? And he was like, I guess so. He's like thinking I'm not gonna do it. Later that day, same day, he's like, oh, but you're not gonna find two bikes that are like the same. Within 4 hours, I found one on Latham Island and one on like Wilkinson Crescent. And then so I brought one home at like 10 in the morning, and then by like 4 in the morning or whatever, the second one was there. And then my neighbor was like, I guess I have to do it now, huh? And I was like, it's meant to be.
So you cruise through the Old Town, you go uptown, you go, you know, quite far. What do people, what kind of expressions do you see?
Oh my God, that's my favorite part, I think. It's just like, so sometimes I go at like 2 in the morning, and there's a lot of like people on the street, and particularly I've met a couple like Inuit people who have had dogs in their like youth and stuff, and they're just so happy to see the dogs and like ask me questions and tell me stories about like when they were like just turning teenagers. This one guy's telling me about how his dogs, he loved them so much, and he took them everywhere adventuring, and he just was so like happy to tell me about that. And so yeah, I think that's probably the best part.
Do you think I should do the
boat? No, probably just stay out of the way. Just stay out of the way. All right, let's go. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
They're gonna go fast.
All right. All right, see you later.
Bye.
Thanks for coming on down to the Ragged Old Town for our Rusted Junk special. Special thanks to all the characters who showed up this week: Peter Cullen, Walt Humphreys, Ryan McCord, Chris Holloway, Dave Smith, Jem Walden, Andrea Becker, Avery Zingle, Miranda Curry, Dave Kellett, Amanda Mallon, Liam Case, Rosalind Mercredi, and Great Bear. This program's produced by me, Jana Graham, and by
Aidan McMahon.
Next week, tune in for Wild Women. Can I get out of this thing? Uh-oh.